If you look at the 41 units that are in the Donegal Gaeltacht at the moment, they need huge investment. And like CEO Michael O'Haney mentioned last week, you know, it needs substantial investment. These units, if they were brought up to a good standard and the likes of broadband being secured in these units, and some companies want small offices, and I think in relation to Brexit, that the Udras now can entice companies to come from Scotland and Northern Ireland and maybe Wales as well, because I think that most of the companies that are affected by Brexit, that they want to move to Ireland and establish businesses here to the trade that they have with the European partners there. And you're talking about millions of people living in Europe, and if they have to export further afield, there's more cost in them, so it makes more financial sense. If you look back at the Udras budget in the last number of years, it's all been cut back. And if the government had more initiative to create jobs here in Donegal and the Gaeltacht areas that would prevent people from emigrating, Udras have a track record that they can entice companies to come to the area and create employment.
We know that the Udras annual report for 2018 is to be published in the next 24 to 48 hours. Michael O'Haney was quite confident last week that there'd be positive figures in that, and they'd be figures that could be built on in 2019. Do you share that optimism?
Yes, targets that were built in the task force that was established a number of years ago in relation to the huge job losses on the estate here in Gidor. They have exceeded the targets that they set themselves. So I'm quite confident that the figures will show that they are progressing, and Udras is doing fantastic work to entice companies to come to the area. And in the future years to come, like I mentioned Brexit earlier, this will have a huge effect as well. So it's all looking positive at the moment in regards to job creation. But there's always a but in it, that the government will have to invest more and reinstate the Udras budget to a substantial good few millions to develop these units that are left idle there at the moment.